We are the E-E-E-E-E. Sending spirits from the forest grove. We're E-E-E-E-E. Sending spirits from the forest grove. We are free, we are whole, like a storyteller told. And we're strong and we will fight, and we'll stand up for our rights. We're
broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing
this? Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 Gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everybody. What you doing? This is RBCP, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Sorry, I'll stop that. It'll make sense soon why I was doing that. But yes, this is the new Snowplow Show. Today is April 21st, 2015, or as the Inn likes to call it, National Random Drug Testing Day, 421. Today's episode is sponsored by Jason Bedford. Jason has been a Patreon supporter for years and years and years now, so thank you, Jason, for supporting the show and supporting the PLA. Your support is appreciated. If any of you would like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus and sign up all of your disposable income to be sent to me. It makes so much sense. Why wouldn't you do that? I can only think of one exciting PLA news item type thing to share with you guys, and that is not very exciting. The PLA lanyards and PLA Con 2015 badges, I finally put those up on Bandcamp for people to buy. For those of you who aren't Patreon subscribers or subscribers in other ways, and you didn't get one of those PLA Con badges, now you can just buy one. And you get a really nice lanyard thing that you can use at other cons, and a badge, and the pamphlet, and a button. There's a whole kit. For those of you who missed PLA Con 2015, which happened earlier this year, I know in the pamphlet I said that it happens this summer, but no, that was a trick. PLA Con actually happened about 3 weeks ago, and we had a really good time. Everyone was there. And if you missed it, then you're just not a true PLA fan. Attendance was over 8,000 people this year. So we fell a little bit short of the 10,000 people goal, and I have tons of lanyards and con badges left over. So if you'd like to buy one, you can go to the Phone Losers store, phonelosers.com/store, or I'll put a link in the show notes to the Bandcamp page, the Bandcamp merchandise page. Because PLA is definitely a band. I blew over $500 of Patreon money a month or two ago on the lanyards and the badges, and gave them away free to certain levels of Patreon people, so I'm just kind of hoping to maybe make that money back that I spent on the lanyards and badges. Like I did with the coins, I made that money back from the coins, but I don't have much hope in making this money back from the lanyards and the badges. Because in all seriousness, who wants a PLA lanyard and badge? Just gonna end up giving them all away, probably. Anyway, let's get on with the show. I just spent an hour and a half on the phone calling people, and then edited all that down to 20 minutes, I think it is. So here's that. Do you guys remember the old Mildred Monday prank call, the original one, where I called and told her I was the AT&T operator, and she had a collect call from herself?
Mildred Mundy, I'm Mildred Mundy.
No, you're not. Mildred's at the payphone.
And next thing you know, I'm harassing Mildred for 20 years. I haven't done a lot of that since then, so I think I need to get back into that. Once again, using this phone book that Scott sent me. Thank you, Scott, from Illinois. And I just want to call up some people and pretend to be the operator, and hopefully people will respond nicer than they did when I told them that they didn't have any telephone calls currently. Because I just put that call up on YouTube, and I listened to that one again, and holy crap, those people did not appreciate my service at all. But they're not going to get mad if I tell them they have a collect call, right? How can they get mad about that?
Well?
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. You have a collect call from Michelle Stegerman. Will you accept the charges?
I do.
Yes, you do.
She's right here in the house.
Oh, no, she's at a payphone, and she's making a collect call to you. She just wants to see if you'll accept the charges.
Okay, I will.
You will? And she's in Germany.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
Michelle?
No, Michelle's not there.
I just got a collect call from you.
Ma'am, she's not there. She's in Germany. She's at a payphone. Ma'am? Hello? You're being very rude, ma'am. Hello? I'm going to put the charges through if you don't answer.
That's the craziest thing. I said I just got a collect call from you. They said you were in Germany. I said, she's right here.
You're trying to get scammed.
Uh-huh.
Of course it's a scam.
I don't know how to find it.
Hello? Ma'am, hello? Okay, she hung up, but that was nice of her to stay on the phone while I get to listen to the aftermath of the call. Everything's a scam with these people.
Hello?
Hello, this is Dave. I'm the AT&T operator. You have a collect call from Kenneth Star Wars. Will you accept the charges?
Yes.
Okay, and he's calling from a payphone.
Okay.
And okay, I'll put the charges through.
Okay.
Click, click. Hello?
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 Who's this?
Mrs. Star Wars?
Yes?
What you doing?
Who is this?
This is Kenneth. I'm at a payphone. What you doing? And she's gone. What is wrong with people? Why would she say yes? Oh, and his name really isn't Star Wars. It's Star Wars or something like that. I just wanted to see if she'd get mad at me. It's not Star Wars. We get that all the time. Okay, next on the list in my phone book is a dead person. Rest in peace, Carol Stavola. I hope you had a happy life. You know, I'm going to call back that first lady the two ladies, Michelle. Having a hard time getting anyone else to answer right now.
Hello?
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. You have a collect call from Michelle. Will you accept the charges?
Absolutely not, and I'm reporting this number.
Why?
Because this is Michelle, you moron.
Oh, I'm not a moron. I'm the AT&T operator.
Then why wouldn't it come from AT&T?
It's coming from the number that's calling you, stupid.
Right, who is an 80-year-old man. I already called the police, you fool.
Oh, I'm not the fool. The person... God. Yeah, I'm using a random phone number from the phone book. Apparently it belongs to an 80-year-old man. And I tried to call the 80-year-old man, and he wouldn't answer for me. He'll answer for Michelle, though, so whatever.
Hello?
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. You have a collect call from Robert Stover. Will you accept the charges?
Yes.
Okay, you'll accept the charges from Robert?
Yes, I will.
Because Robert's at a payphone. He's making a call.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to put the call through. It's going to be $9.50 a minute.
$9?
Yep, here we go. I'm putting it through.
Wait a minute.
What? What? What?
No. This don't sound right.
Why does it not sound right?
Why is it $9 a minute?
Well, because he's calling from Chile.
Huh?
He's calling from Chile.
Chile? I don't know nobody in Chile.
Well, why would you accept the charges then from Robert?
I didn't know nothing about that. I thought I have a son. But not in Chile. Forget that, buddy.
Well, maybe he's in Chile. Maybe he took a vacation.
14 years old? I don't think so.
Well, how do you know?
Hey, no more of that.
Maybe he went to Chile. How do you know he didn't? Wow, so in the phone book, there are two Roberts with the same name and the same address, but two different phone numbers. So it's almost as if there is his phone line And then there's his son's phone line. The teen phone line. Because that's a completely normal thing to have these days. What teenager today wouldn't want their own phone line in their room? Robert's a good dad for getting his son his very own phone line in his room.
Hello.
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. I have a collect call from Dale. Will you accept the charges?
From who?
From Dale Stout.
You're talking to him.
I know, he's on the other line. He's making a collect call. I know I'm talking to him. Durr. Will you accept the charges?
What? No.
Why not?
Huh?
Why won't you accept the charges?
Because I am Dale Stout.
No, you're not Dale. You're mistaken. Dale's on the other line. He's making a call to you. To collect a call.
Hello?
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. I have a collect call from George Storm. Will you accept the charges?
It can't be because I'm looking right at him.
Oh, no, you're not. He's calling from a payphone. You're mistaken.
No, and I know you're not AT&T because you didn't come up AT&T.
My number comes up as the number that the call's coming from, stupid.
Okay.
So I am AT&T.
You better double-check that name because I'm looking at George Storm.
Oh, no, you're mistaken. You're wrong. That's not George. George is at the payphone.
No, I think you're mistaken.
I think you're mistaken, lady.
So I'm not going to accept any charges because I'm looking right at my husband. So either they gave you the wrong name.
Okay, I don't believe you. I don't believe your husband's really there because he's at a payphone.
Well, you know what? I have the number that you're calling from, 46, and I'm going to call about that.
You're going to call who?
Okay?
AT&T?
No.
Because that's the number he's calling from.
You know what? There's no sense in talking to you because my husband is not at a payphone.
He is too. He's at the payphone. I've got him on the other line. Why would I lie about this?
He says you're going to call collect. Hello?
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. I have a collect call from George Storm. Will you accept the charges?
From George Storm?
Yes, sir.
I am George Storm. No.
No, you're wrong.
Calling me.
George is at the payphone, sir.
He can't be.
He died. What?
He died.
What do you mean he died? You just said you're George.
I am. The only one that could be calling me from a payphone would be my father, and he died.
Well, if someone's calling from the afterlife, don't you think you should accept that?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Have a nice day.
Well, you're kind of a jerk. What if he has something important to say? I would accept a collect call from my dead father. I mean, who wouldn't? Could call Art Bell and tell him the story. My dead dad called me. You won't believe what he said.
Hello. No one is available to take...
So I wonder if I should change my number to AT&T. Like, the only reason I'm not doing that is because I just figure people see a toll-free number and they'll think I'm a telemarketer and then they won't pick up. So I don't know. Should I change my number? Right now, my number is set to just some random guy on the page in this phone book. What's AT&T's number for making collect calls? I should know this. Ah, of course. 1-800-CALL-ATT. That's what I'm going to change my number to. Now they'll have to believe me, right? Either that or they're not going to pick up. And I haven't been having much luck with people picking up so far. You know, I've edited all out of the show, but I've called a half of a phone book page on here now. Close to 50 numbers, I think. I hope it says AT&T on their caller IDs. Not just a toll-free number. Hello, this is the AT&T operator. I have a collect call from William. Will you accept the charges?
What?
I have a collect call from William. Will you accept the charges?
Who's William?
I don't know. William Stewart. He's calling from a payphone.
Okay.
Will you accept the charges from William?
Yes, I will.
Okay, I'll put the call through.
Hello. This is William.
Hello.
And he hangs right up. All right, whatever. I've called, since I changed my number from some random phone number from the phone book to AT&T's number, I've called over 20 numbers now. Nobody's picking up. In fact, one lady picked up and she told me to take her off my list. I'm like, it's not a list, lady. It's a collect call. Just hung up on me. So I think this isn't going well. I'm going to try some more, though. Maybe I'm just having a bad streak here.
Hello?
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. I have a collect call from Stephen Stewart. Will you accept the charges?
from Stephen Stewart?
Yes, ma'am.
He lives here. That's a fake name.
Oh, it's
no.
Wait, you have someone that lives there that has a fake name?
No, somebody, is it for him or is it him?
Oh, no, it's from him. He's calling from a payphone.
No, because Stephen Stewart lives here.
Well, is he there now?
Yes, he is.
Are you sure? Maybe he's not, maybe he left and then he made a collect call.
He's sitting right here.
Oh, how can I believe that, though? Because he's at the payphone. I just talked to him.
Well, that's a wrong name.
How's it? You're married to someone that has a wrong name?
My husband's got that name.
Oh.
And he's right here.
I see. Okay. But
the person you're talking to has got a wrong name, or is using a fake name.
I don't think it's a fake name. He sounded really sincere when I talked to him. Are you sure that the guy in your house right now, is that really Steven?
No. I mean, I've been married to him for 50 years. No.
Yeah, how can you be sure, though? 50 years. Congratulations, lady. That's a long time. Well, we're starting to get answers again, so I guess I will keep my number as 1-800-CALL-ATT.
Hello?
This is the AT&T operator. I have a collect call from Joanne Sternisha. Will you accept the charges?
Who is it from?
It's from Joanne Sternisha.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, it is. She's at a payphone. She's trying to make a collect call to you.
I don't think so, because that is my name, and I'm not on a collect call phone.
Oh.
So I don't know who.
Do you have a daughter, maybe named Joanne Stanisha Jr.?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, that's weird. I think you're mistaken, because Joanne's at the payphone, so you can't be Joanne.
Well, what number are they trying to call?
They're trying to call your number, the one I just reached.
Well, I don't think so, because this is who I am, and I'm not on a payphone. I'm on my phone at my house.
Well, I know that. I'm calling a house phone, but she's at the payphone, so you can't be Joanne.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You're not. Are you trying to scam me or something?
I think you're the one trying to scam me.
No, I think you're trying to scam, because you're not Joanne.
Yes, I am.
Joanne's at the payphone, lady.
And who are you?
Well, I'm the AT&T operator. My name is Douglas.
Douglas?
Yep.
Well, that person that's on the other line is trying to scam somebody because I am not making a payphone call.
I don't think she's trying to scam anyone. She sounds very sincere and nice. And you, on the other hand, I'm very suspicious of you.
Well, I'm very suspicious of you, and I'm going to have to report you to the AT&T.
I am AT&T.
Give me your phone number.
1-800-CALL-ATT. It's on your caller ID. Durr.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who are you looking for?
Oh, well, I'm the AT&T operator. I have a collect call from Joanne Sternisha.
Yeah, well, we live here, and she's on the other phone. What can I do for you?
Well, no.
I'm not accepting any collect phone calls.
Oh, okay. So I should go ahead and put it through then? I'll go ahead and put the call through.
No, do not put the call through.
I'm putting it through. Well, that got her off the line.
The number you have reached has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Rest in peace, John Stimpian. AT&T is going to miss your years of loyal bill paying to them.
Hello?
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. I have a collect call from Tricia Goebel. Will you accept the charges?
Collect call from Tricia?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, let me put her on.
Hello, this is Tricia.
Hello?
Hi, who's this? What you doing?
This
is Tricia. What you doing?
Wow, my girl voice really needs some work. And that was completely unfunny. I should just delete that from the show. But I probably won't. I think it's about time to give up on these. But I still have a lot left on this page. I really want to complete an entire phone book page before I quit.
Hello.
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. I have a collect call from Leonard. Will you accept the charges?
A collect call for Leonard?
No, from Leonard. Leonard's at the payphone.
No, he's not. He's in my living room.
Oh, no, he's not, because there's no payphone in your living room, is there?
No. No, that was good. Nope, I will not accept it.
Okay, well, who do you think this is at a payphone? Like, why would they say they're Leonard?
I have no idea. I will hang up, and I will not accept this call.
That's weird. I should just put it through.
No.
Just to be sure. I mean, wow, they are afraid of a, what would it be, like 50 cent charge or something? She was nice. I'm still waiting for a sweet old lady to be like, oh, Leonard's dead. And now I'm sad because you've reminded me that he's dead. But that hasn't happened yet. So we're doing good. No depressing prank calls yet.
Hello?
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. I have a collect call from Matthew Stanley. Will you accept the charges?
Yes.
And, okay, I'll go ahead and put them through.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Matthew.
Hello.
Hello, what you doing? It's Matthew, what you doing?
Who is this? Matthew who?
This is Matthew Stanley. I live in Manuka. What you doing? Hello?
Nobody likes me when I talk like that. I don't know why. Let's call her back. Let's call her back and see if she'll accept again.
Hello. Please leave a message.
Nope.
After the
now
call.
She's afraid to pick up. It's hard to blame her, I guess.
Hello?
Hello, this is the AT&T operator. I have a collect call from Chris Stanton. Will you accept the charges?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and put him through. Here you go.
Thank you.
Hello, it's Chris.
Hello?
Hey, what you doing?
Nothing, what you doing?
Oh, you know, just stuff.
What stuff?
Oh, you know, just things.
Like what things?
Oh, you know, this and that.
Who is this?
My name is Chris Stanton.
Uh-huh.
Yep, I live here in Manuka.
Okay.
So what you doing?
Nothing, what are you doing?
Ooh, making collect calls from the payphone.
What's that got to do? What's, for what?
Oh, you know, just to talk to people.
Yeah?
You know?
How many people have you talked to?
573.
Boy, you had a good day then.
I sure did.
Good Lord.
I'm sorry that the charges are $8.50 a minute, but it's worth it because you get to talk to me.
Click. She's like, crap, 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 has it been a minute yet? Need to hang up quick. So that lady was actually the very last number on this phone book page. And I've called every single number off of this page, crossed everyone out. This page looks like a mess now. And the whole thing really wasn't as funny as I was hoping. I've been at this, like the recording is currently at 1 hour and 31 minutes. I'm sure I'm going to edit that down. It'll probably end up being 10 minutes long or something. And that was fun to do. Nobody was as epic as Mildred Monday, though. That just goes to show you what a great person Mildred Monday is. Whenever we called her, her reactions were just hilarious, and we called her over and over. She was always hilarious. So I think to make up for however long this was that you just had to listen to this, I think we should play the original Mildred Monday phone call, which I actually made from a payphone at a movie theater that I worked at. I called from a payphone using a red box, so the call was extra illegal. And I pretended to be the AT&T operator. So here it is. Here's the original call to Mildred Monday to make up for all the crap you just had to hear.
Hello?
Hi, this is AT&T. Mildred Monday is at a payphone and wishes to make a call and bill it to your number. Is that all right?
Mildred Monday? I'm Mildred Monday.
No, you're not. Mildred's at the payphone.
I said I am Mildred Monday.
And I told you Mildred's at the payphone.
Well, who wants to make the call?
Mildred's making the call from the payphone. She's making a call to New Zealand and wants to build the phone call to your house.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what she's doing.
No.
And she wants verification from you to make sure it's all right.
No. I don't know no Mildred Mundy.
You don't know Mildred Mundy?
No, sir.
Are you saying this could be a fraudulent call?
It could be, because Mildred Mundy, and I'm in bed in my own home.
Oh, my God. I better get my supervisor. Do you want to talk to my supervisor?
I don't want to make no call to no New Zealand.
Yeah, we better get this taken care of. Let me put you through to the supervisor. Okay, just a minute, ma'am. I'll just be a second.
All right.
Yes, this is Tim. How may I help you?
Well, they just called here and said a Mildred Mundy was at a payphone and wanted to make a long-distance call to New Zealand.
Yes, that's
and
correct.
And I am Mildred Mundy.
No.
And I'm in my own home.
Are you saying that... What are you trying to say? Because, see, we have a Mildred Mundy on the other line that says that she lives at your address and gave us your phone number and wanted to charge them and make the charges to your house.
No, indeedy. I am Mildred Mundy, and I live here, and I don't want no long-distance call on my phone.
You don't?
No.
You're Mildred Mundy?
I am Mildred Mundy.
I bet you can't say that five times fast.
News, sports, music, but mostly prank calls. You're listening to your Prank Call Nation.
Hey, Brad. Just wanted to say happy Easter, Brad.
Thanks.
Well, we're out hiding eggs all over the place, Brad. I just wanted to see if you can guess where I've been hiding some eggs.
Okay, that's the end of that voicemail. I guess you can tell how far behind I am on the voicemails lately. Over 50 of them right now.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria. So I was listening to the Easter show, and I don't even know when this is going to be played. This will be played in like 2017.
It's all Easter stuff today.
I know, but Corbin had like this idea about the sponsors. So it was a pretty weird idea. And even you said it wasn't that good of an idea, so I'm going to outdo him on that.
I always talk shit about whatever Corbin says. It's just
when
habit.
When somebody sponsors, if somebody supports you on Patreon, say, look, instead of sponsoring the show, you'll be able to sponsor a phone call, or you can sponsor a segment of the show, or I'll do one prank call for you. So let's say they want you to prank call somebody.
I hate
you'll
your
do
idea.
It for them because they sponsor the show.
But then they expect the prank call to be funny. They expect it to work out. People have told me before that I should set up a form where people can pay like, a dollar or something to have a number pranked. And the problem with that is that most prank calls just don't work out. You know, like all of those collect call things I did, that was an hour and 30 minutes of collect calls that I edited down to 20 minutes. So over an hour of calls that were just, I guess it was mostly ringing. People just didn't answer. But you see, like all those people that didn't answer, those could be paid prank calls. No, I'd rather just take everyone's money and not give anything in return. That works out the best for me.
Oh, dear Brad. It's Corbin, Oregon guy. Yes, I've adopted the name and hold it next to my heart. And I'm calling today.
Your new name is Corbin guy. No more Oregon guy. I'm changing it.
Hey, to say thank you. Thank you for playing my voicemails. Thank you for enjoying...
More like 10% of your billions of voicemails that you leave.
...my ideas, even though the last one that I gave you was a total shit boner. Actually, it was more of a cleft asshole. I know you were fidgety over retarded asshole, but I like the term cleft asshole. Imagine shitting like that. Anyhow... Thank you. I'm going into hiatus for a little while. Well, I should say hiatus, but hiatus. And thank you. You're a good person. No jokes. No comments. Nothing.
Thanks, Corbin.
I don't have anything else.
Okay, bye. Oh, look, another voicemail from Corbin.
Oh, yeah, of course. I called back immediately. It's Corbin again. Okay, performance art time. Ah!
Okay, Corbin. Settle down. Take your Ritalin.
Hey, Brad. On your recommendation, I was looking up Neon's show, Neon Knights, and as it turns out, Neon Knights is the name of a brand of vibrators.
Oh, no.
So that's in my browser history now. Thanks for that. But I'm now listening to her show, so that should be good. Bye.
Neon's going to get sued by a vibrator company. They're going to send her a cease and desist.
Dear Brad, it's Mistress Morgan calling.
Hey, Mistress Morgan.
I was listening to your new show, which, by the way, you listen to my commands very well. So I give you a little telephone pat on the head. The one that's above your shoulders, of course. Let's not be dirty here.
I wasn't even thinking that. That was
for
you.
Using my kitty cat as the show picture. And I was listening to Corbin's voicemail he left about...
Jeez, every voicemail's about Corbin today.
...the sponsors, and you giving them prank calls. And you might have thought it was a horror...
Oh, what? It just kind of ended. What happened? There's no follow-up voicemail. But apparently Mistress Morgan had some sort of an opinion about Corbin's voicemail, and we'll never know what it was. Wow, Corbin, you're really stirring shit up around here. I should start listening to you, I guess. Oh, look, a short voicemail from Olga.
Hi, Brad. You know who it is. It's Olga. You know what my number is by now, but whatever. I guess that's my intro. Anyway, so...
Oh, that's not good. Two voicemails in a row have just cut off on the end. But other voicemails are long, so I'm confused. Maybe I was just having problems that day. Or, I mean, Google Voice was having problems that day. I don't know. I blame Corbin. I mean, Corbin guy. Let's get back to the show, though. I have the rest of these computer repair store calls, numbers left. I need to make calls to them. On the last show I did, a lot of them didn't pick up, so I still have this list here. So let's give some of these a try.
Hello?
Hello, is Douglas there?
He's asleep right now. Can I take a message?
Did you pick up, do you know if he picked up his computer yet from the computer repair?
Yes, yeah, he picked that up yesterday.
Okay, and is it working okay?
Actually, he hasn't even plugged it in.
Okay, yeah, he's not supposed to plug it in anymore.
Why is that?
Oh, we upgraded the battery. It's a alternative power source.
Okay.
It works forever. It's not going to need any external power anymore. And if you plug in the external power, that'll make it overload. You know, you don't want to do that. Just don't ever plug it in again. They forgot.
Oh.
They forgot to tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't say anything about that, so.
It's a laptop, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, make sure you don't put it on your lap anymore, or he doesn't, because it'll make him sterile.
He's not worried about that, I'm sure, but,
Well, you know, it could have other effects, too. Because, this alternative power source, it's pretty intense.
And what was your name again?
This is Dave.
From
the computer repair.
All right.
And do you have any small pets?
No.
Okay. Yeah, if you did, you'd have to keep them away from the laptop.
So it sounds like it's pretty dangerous to even have this laptop now.
Oh, no, it's fine. Just don't put it on your lap anymore.
Yeah. Okay, and so are you saying this battery's going to last a lifetime?
Forever, yes, pretty much.
And what type of battery was that again that you guys put in?
It's a cold fusion. This guy that works here, his name's Chad. He just does this stuff on a whim. He just upgrades computers. I guess he gets bored there in the back room. But it'll last forever now, which is really convenient.
So definitely. Yeah,
the pros,
so definitely do not plug it in then.
Yeah, don't plug it in. You can just throw away that power supply. And don't put it on your lap. And don't get your eyes too close to the laptop.
Okay. All right.
Also, I had the computer at my house for a day, for one night. You know, I took this computer home with me, and I loaded up a bunch of pornography onto the hard drive.
Okay.
And it's on the C drive /porn. I made a /porn directory because he had all this extra space in the computer, and I was just trying to help out.
And you're calling from
Yep.
And your name is Dave?
Yep, Dave.
Dave. And what's Dave's last name?
Well, why are you referring to me in the third person? That's pretty weird.
Well, what's your last name?
Why'd you say what's Dave's last name? Like, I'm not even here.
Well, because I don't think you're really who you say you are.
Why do you not think that?
Because you had no right to take... I don't think that you took this laptop home with you, and furthermore, if you worked for... you wouldn't have the right to even do that.
Oh, no, we always take them home.
You know what? You're full of shit.
No, we like, you know, if we're running the virus removal and the upgrades and all that, it takes a long time, so I just take them home, and I use the laptop in bed.
Yeah, right.
While I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, but, you do.
Before I go to sleep, I mean.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Of course.
Why don't you believe
me?
What's
your last name, Dave? What's your last name?
I shouldn't have to tell you that.
Yes, you should. If you have nothing to hide, you should tell me your last name.
Well, no, I need to protect my last name from identity thieves like you.
Identity thieves like you? Because the cops are on you, let me tell you.
What do you mean by that?
This phone call's being recorded, so...
Oh, I don't give you permission to record.
Too bad. It's done. I didn't give you permission to take the laptop either.
So
I don't believe you.
You did, too, give me permission when you signed the paper, when Douglas signed the paper.
Well, you know what? I didn't sign anything, and you're full of shit.
You're full of shit. That was actually the only person at the computer repair place that I could get to pick up. The rest of them are not answering, and I tried them several times now, and they're not answering, so I just give up. I'm deleting their numbers, never calling them again. They win. So I don't know what I'm going to do the rest of the show. I guess I could just quit. Or I could call Nick's submission here. Nick sent me an email. He says, I was at the Supercuts, and this chick came in. Do the shit like you did with Great Clips, LOL. And there's a screenshot of a girl's Facebook page where she says, I lost all the contacts on my phone. Please text me your name and numbers. So I'm confused about this. What do you mean she came in? How do you have her Facebook? Did she check in on Yelp or something? I don't know. Let's give it a call and see what happens.
Hello?
Hello, Katie?
This is?
Hey, this is Ben from Supercuts. You had a haircut here recently.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Supercuts. You were here recently. You got a haircut?
I went and I put my name in, but there's like seven people standing in the front and then a girl that said that it'd be like a 45-minute wait, and that was only if her other person that was working there actually showed up.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling. I just wanted to know why you would come in and try and put your name in when you're not even going to get a haircut. It's kind of a waste of our time.
Wow, okay. So I put my name in, but then hearing about how I was only going to be able to get my hair cut maybe if someone else actually showed up to cut hair.
Yeah, that's why it takes so long. That's why it takes so long, because people like you come in and they just, they put their name in and they're like, oh, never mind, whatever. I just changed my mind, just like a woman.
No.
Changed my mind all the time. So, I mean,
terrible.
Why don't you just not do that, and then there won't be such long waits in the first place.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. I'm at work, though. Thank you.
I mean, really, 45 minutes, that was a worst-case scenario, and she's gone. And she's probably not going to pick up. I had to call about four different times for her to finally pick up.
Your call has been forwarded.
Okay, she's not picking up this time. I've called another three times. Damn it, Katie. Thank you, though, Nick, for the submission. Here's a submission from someone who I think's name is Stuart, and he says, right now, I'm at a drug test place, and they asked this guy for his phone number, so I grabbed it. And he has the phone number, and he says, you could tell him he failed his drug test, and that drugs are for hobos, and it'll send a good message to the kids, unlike that heathen Matt Hillock. Whatever that means. So it would have been nice if you'd told me which drug testing place you're at, so I could pretend to be them. But whatever, I'll try it without that.
Hello.
Hello, this is Gary from the drug testing facility. You were in here for a drug...
Hi.
I just needed to let you know that you failed the drug test. You had high levels of THC in your blood, and looks like marijuana and hobo juice.
Hobo juice? Who is this?
This is Gary. I just needed to let you know that you failed the drug test.
Who is this?
You also have high amounts of radiation in your blood. Like, do you work around a nuclear facility or anything?
No, sir.
All right. Also, there's, I don't know, turpentine in your bloodstream.
Turpentine?
Yeah, you're not supposed to drink turpentine.
I don't drink turpentine.
Well, how's it in your blood then? You can't hide this stuff. You can't hide this stuff from us. We know what's going on. I've told you several What's that?
What?
I already told you who I am. You keep asking who I am.
How does turpentine get in my bloodstream?
Well, apparently you're drinking it or taking baths.
I definitely don't drink turpentine.
Are you taking baths in turpentine?
Am I taking gas? Is that what you said?
Baths. Bathing.
What?
You know, sitting in the bathtub full of turpentine?
No, I don't do that. Never heard of that.
Okay, well, you know, you failed your drug test in a record number of ways.
What's your last name?
Hillock.
Villa?
Hillock. Oh my God. All that turpentine is affecting your hearing, apparently.
No. So, why are you telling me this?
Oh, well, we're required to call and let you know that you failed your drug test.
So what company do you work for?
I'm with the drug testing facility.
And what's that called?
We're called the Chili Pepper Drug Testing Facility.
Who is this?
Why are you laughing about that?
Who is this?
That's our corporate name.
Who?
Okay, well,
please tell me who this is.
No, I can't. Okay, no.
Tell me, come here.
All right, listen. I'm just a worker here, and I thought you were an asshole, so I thought I'd mess with you. But no, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to tell you how your drug test went for real.
Wait, you're not going to what?
I'm not going to tell you how the drug test went.
Why? Because
I don't like you.
Some guy's calling me and he says I failed my drug test and I had high levels of THC and turpentine. And he said, no, I don't do anything. And he said, wait, what'd you say? You were messing with me?
I don't know. You know what? I just told you this like 2 minutes ago and you should remember. And you would remember if you didn't take so many fucking drugs.
He says I'm not remembering anything because I'm on turpentine. Who is this? I asked him what company he works for. I know the name. And he said Chili Pepper Drug Test. Who is this?
What? All right.
It was like 467.
Okay, I got to let you go. I have other people to call and tell them about this.
I'm trying to think of who this could be messing with me.
You'll never know. Teehee.
He said you'll never know.
No, I said teehee. God damn it. All right, bye.
Who is this?
Have a nice day.
You gotta tell me who this is.
Enjoy your turpentine bath.
I don't take turpentine bath.
Well, that's the only explanation, unless you drink it. You fucking hobo.
Who is this, like one of my brother's friends?
Yep. You'll never guess which one. Okay, bye. Okay, I hung up. I'm kind of thinking he didn't buy it. Call me crazy, but he didn't seem to be buying it. Oh, and I meant to say PCP, not THC. PCP and marijuana, not THC and marijuana. Oops. I'm so dumb. I think that's going to do it for today's show. I was just editing this together and listening to those collect calls that I did at the beginning of the show, and it just occurred to me, like, do half of my listeners even know what a collect call is? I mean, I know they still exist, but they only exist on landlines. Landlines with local phone companies, at least, not landlines with cable companies. And the only place you would ever make a collect call is from a payphone or from prison, and they don't do them from prison anymore, just payphones. And payphones are all gone, for the most part. So for you youngins out there who don't know what a collect call is, let me tell you a story about back when none of us had cell phones yet, and the landscape was dotted with payphones as far as the eye could see. Back then, when you needed to make a phone call, and you didn't have any quarters or any money at all, you could dial the operator, or in the 90s, you could dial 1-800-CALL-ATT or 1-800-COLLECT. Oh, let me do something here. I'm going to play a commercial for you guys. This episode of the Snowplow Show is sponsored by not only Jason Bedford, but also by...
Here's what we're going to do. When we make a collect call, we're going to dial down the center with 1-800-CALLATT. That's free for you.
Cheap for them. Settle up.
Save on every call. Dial 1-800-CALL-ATT for collect calls.
Sit those showers, ladies. Who's with me?
That was Carrot Top in a commercial for 1-800-CALL-ATT. Those used to run on television all the time, I guess in the early 2000s. I thought it was more like the 90s. I guess it was the late 90s when we had the 1-800-COLLECT commercials, which were equally as dumb as Carrot Top's commercials. But what normal people would do, you just dial zero, and you say, hey, operator, I'm a hobo. I don't have any money. I want to make a collect call to my mother. And she takes the number from you, and she calls up the hobo's mother and says, hey, will you accept a collect call from your hobo son? And she gets charged a bunch of money for that. And it was a lot of money back then, probably, I guess. I don't know. I don't think I ever made any legitimate collect calls. But if you were confused by the first 25 minutes of this show, now you know what a collect call is, and you're not confused anymore. You could also make third-party build calls in the same way. You just dial zero and tell the operator you want to make a third-party build call. She would say, okay, what's the number you want to call? And what's the number you want to charge the call to? And then they call the number you want to charge the call to, and they say, hey, your hobo son is trying to make a call to Belize or whatever, and they'd like to charge the call to you. Will you accept this charge? And they either say yes or no. And the cool thing about that was, back in the 90s, I used to get free calls by doing that, because you noticed when I did all of those calls today, a lot of the people said yes, because they're like, oh, yeah, that's my son. Or they just get confused. They think the operator's saying that the call is coming from the person instead of to the person, and they say yes. So that was a good way to make free phone calls. Also, collect calls, that was a good way to get calling card numbers, because I came up with this brilliant scheme. I would call up a person and do exactly what I did today. I'd say, hey, this is AT&T, you have a collect call from, and I'd say the name that's in the phone book. Will you accept the charges? And they're like, okay, yes, I'll accept the charges, because they think it's their son or their father or whatever. And I'd say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and put the call through. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. You actually have a collect call block on your phone, so I can't put this call through. I'm really sorry for the inconvenience, but I guess you can't get through. And the person on the phone would say, but isn't there another way? Because they obviously need to talk to me. And I'd say, well, I guess you could give me your calling card number or maybe your credit card number. And they'd give me their calling card or credit card or whatever I asked for. It was brilliant. And I was able to make free calls back then because phone calls were kind of expensive at the time. What is a calling card, you ask? Never mind. I'm not going to get into that. Hopefully you guys know what calling cards are. That is the end of today's lesson. Everyone's homework assignment tonight is to take the phone book that you have in your house, because everyone has a phone book in their house, and dial random numbers and pretend to be with AT&T and tell them they have collect calls and see what they say. It'll be lots of fun. You should definitely do that. Did I remember to beg you guys to play Grand Theft Auto for PC at the beginning? I don't think I did. So, for everyone who has not purchased Grand Theft Auto for your PC yet, you need to do that, because you can hang out with us on Grand Theft Auto, and we can blow each other up. I've been playing all week. Carlito's on it. Baz is on it. Laugh Track Matt fucking Hillock is on it. Who else? Zax is on there. Zax from the Laugh Track Matt Party Time show. Palindrome's on there. Tons of people are on there that I sort of know from the show, but I don't really know that well, so it's kind of cool to... I mean, it's a lot better than Xbox. I would occasionally see somebody on, probably because I have Xbox 360 and the rest of the world has Xbox One. But there's tons of people on the PC version, and everyone should get Grand Theft Auto 5 for the PC. It's only $60. This game takes up a lot of graphics and processing power, so make sure that your PC can handle it before you buy it, because I'd feel bad if you spent $60 because of me and your PC couldn't even handle it. But it's lots of fun. Everyone should get on there and play and join the PLA crew on the Rockstar Social Club. There is a link to it in the show notes.
Goodbye, everybody!
3 o'clock this morning, I was on the phone and being really mean. I was pranking Dino Alton, who I read about in the PLA scene.
Right on, dickhead!
Still want to wave up and surely always make me smile. I'm calling up Miss Mildred Monday.
I am Mildred Monday.
I really think she's okay.
I'm Mildred Monday.
I like to hear her son say,
Mildred Monday.
He's gonna make me pay.
I'll find
him. I'm dissing on this Mildred Monday.
to dial *67 so she won't get my caller ID. Cause if she calls Ameritech, then Jim Bayless will be after me.
This is Jim Bayless with Ameritech Open Security.
I tell her that I'm gonna put the red shingles on her lawn.
No, you're not. I just had a new roof on.
Then she says she'll shoot me in the high and loudly slams down the phone.
She'll get a shotgun in the hind end.
We're making calls to Mildred Monday.
I am Mildred Monday.
We tell her that her son's gay.
Oh, you're crazy.
She's really confused today.
I've lived here for 43 years.
She'll send the police our way.
So I'll call the police on you.
Her name is Mildred Monday.
I am Mildred Monday, and I did not put through a long-distance call.
Hey, what you kids do to me?
I'd like to make a collect call.
Hey, lady, use your head. Dial 1-800-COLLECT.
Aren't all collect calls the same?
That's just jibber-jabber. 1-800-COLLECT saves at least a buck or two.
I pity the fool who don't use 1-800-COLLECT.
Me too. That's so easy.
Don't even think about it. Use your head. Dial 1-800-COLLECT.
Oh, the Grand Canyon. What a Grand Canyon. Times like these when you think about those closest to you. Think I'll call home.
Please say your name.
Homer!
Yellow?
Collect call from Homer.
No way, man. I only accept 1-800 collect calls. Give me the times, Homer.
Why, you little...
Dial 1-800-COLLECT. It's the way to call collect.
Inspector Collect, open the door!
The music's too loud.
I ain't here about no music. I'm here to teach you about calling Collect.
What's wrong with dialing zero?
Use 1-800-COLLECT. It saves the people you call at least a buck or two. Why are you writing that down? 1-800, then collect. I pity the fool who don't remember that.
That's so easy.
I like it here. Is this thing a pullout? Use your head. Dial 1-800-COLLECT. Save a buck or two.
I'm a mama's boy. I pity the fool who ain't one. Mama misses you. So when you call her collect, dial 1-800-COLLECT. It'll save her a buck or two. Mama loves saving with 1-800-COLLECT. 1-800-COLLECT, save a buck or two.